Hello, and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today I'm visiting a cheese cave and talking to an affineur. The process of aging cheese is known as affinage, and the person in charge is called an affineur. I visited a cheese cave in the Chicago suburbs where I talked with David Rogers of Standard Market. David is the maître fromageur affineur, or master cheese ager. Standard Market built a 1,000 square foot cave that can hold 20 tons of cheese. That's about 1,600 25 pound wheels. So what goes on in a cave? A lot, actually, and not much. Let me explain. While it seems like wheels of cheese are just sitting on a board for months on end, there is a lot happening. As the cheese ripens inside the rind, mold is growing on the surface. Tiny insects called cheese mites are flourishing. They eat the mold and keep it in check. The affineur turns the cheeses, keeps the mites in check, and then decides when the ripening cheese has reached its peak. David showed me around the cave.
So on the shelves here, this is our first batch of Chendoka. Chendoka comes to us from LeClaire Farms up in Wisconsin. They're just north of Fond du Lac. And it's a cheddar that we do a cloth-bound version of. It's 70% cow's milk, 30% goat's milk, pasteurized. We get it a couple days out of the presses from them, and then we bring it down here. We lard it, which is to render lard, soak a food-grade muslin cloth in it, and then we wrap the cheese with that cloth. And then we put it on cedar boards where it'll sit here being flipped and cared for the next 6 to 8 months. And it probably starting in, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we'll start tasting them and seeing where they're at, making sure that they're developing the way we want, as well as vacuuming the mites and other things off of them so that we can maintain the rinds without going too far overboard. So hopefully it'll be super delicious in about 6 months, and you can buy it at Standard Market or other retailers in Chicago and nationwide.
The temperature is kept at about 60 degrees Fahrenheit and the humidity at 90% to maintain moisture. If the temperature is too cold, the aging slows down. If the air is too dry, then the wheels dry out. As I learned, there's an art and science to aging cheese, like knowing when to flip the wheels.
When it's brand new like this, we're gonna flip this every 2 days. So this will get flipped on Wednesday, and then we'll flip it again on Saturday, when we're larding another batch, we're putting it on boards then. So then those batches will again flip in 2 days. So it'll just kind of expand off of that. After about, I'd say, a month and a half, 2 months, then we can turn that down to about once a week on the flipping. And then at 6 months or so, we could do it less. But honestly, the mites are such that we have to vacuum and maintain the wheels at least every 5 or 6 days anyway. So we'll probably keep it on that once a week schedule for vacuuming and flipping.
So that's our look inside a cheese cave. I can't wait to have a taste eventually. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Google+. And keep up to date on All Things Dairy at dairyfoods.com.